Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Talking about money, honey. This morning, our guest is Stephanie Donson with Emerald Coast Coins.
It's me.
How you doing, Steph?
It's Friday Eve. It's the best day ever.
Friday Eve, absolutely.
Next to Friday and Saturday is the best day ever.
There you go. Working for the weekend,
that's
as
it.
They say.
Yes.
So tell me everything. First of all, Emerald Coast Coins. Let's clarify about who you are, how long you've been here, and what exactly it is that you do. Because I know sometimes people think, oh, it's a pawn shop. They are not a pawn shop.
We
it's
are,
very different.
We are very niche.
Yes. It's a very specific thing.
Yes.
So tell us about, let's talk about it. In case someone's listening this morning and maybe they're coming into town for a visit, you know, you don't know, they may be interested and really have not
heard about, yeah.
So, don't know you.
You know, and we have, having said that, we'll start there. Like, having said that, we have a lot of people that come into town for vacation and they just look up coin shops or coins in the area, and they'll come in while their wives or their daughters or whoever is like out shopping because they're like, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Right.
So we do get a lot of tourists that come in, which I always think it's great. We are a family-owned, veteran-owned business. We're going on 24 years this year in business.
Good for you.
Yeah. And we've lived by the code honesty, integrity, and reliability, you know, since the beginning. We always tell everybody, if you're not sure, always, you know, get second opinions. You don't have to. We're here for education and to buy and sell you stuff. But education is our goal.
Well, their storefront, really, I have to say, and I've said this before, looks a lot like a museum to me.
It's so cool when you walk in there. There's so many different things. Like, we'll even have, like, pieces of meteorite in there. Not for sale, but just cool pieces of meteorite. Things my dad found metal detecting throughout the years.
Oh, yeah.
Like, all kinds of fun stuff.
They've got window cases and just money from all over the world.
Yes, all over the world.
And not recent money.
No, not recent money. Like, don't go back 1600s or 440 BC. Like,
that's the one that gets me every week. Every time you come on, I have to talk about it because it's a 440 BC coin.
Yeah, so it's like, what, 2,500 years old?
That's
or something?
Incredible.
This is the coolest coin. My Athenian Alice, my favorite coin ever.
Because, amazing.
Man, they made a whole bunch of those and they're like 1700 bucks, so they're not inexpensive, but they're inexpensive for what they are.
I would think they should be $1 million,
right?
If it was
like
BC.
For what they are.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. It's a cool coin. It's got Athena on one side and her owl on the other. And the owl reminds me of the owl from the original Clash of the Titans.
Okay.
We're going way back to the 80s there.
What's
his name? I can't think of his name.
Well, I wonder if you'll see a resurgence in interest in ancient coins now that the Odyssey is the big hit picture.
I thought about that too.
So you've got me thinking about coins now all the time. So.
I know. And I've had a couple of my customers have already seen. Did that come out yet? I think it just
It did. Just as, yeah, this just came out.
And they've seen it twice already.
Oh, my goodness.
They said it's so good.
Yeah, that's a three-hour film from what I hear.
Why I said you sat there for 3 hours twice.
Two bags of popcorn, right?
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, they said it was really good.
But I thought, I was thinking about that ancient coins and the fact that you have the Athenian, what did you say?
Athenian owl.
Athenian owl.
Yes. And so also on the movie topic, like when I watch movies now, I will see something and I'm like, oh, we have that in our store.
Oh,
we have that in our store.
So name a few.
So, Tombstone is one I always go to.
Oh, you do? Like from Tombstone?
Some Tombstone. We have the old.
So it's a Western?
It's a Western.
Okay. So where's that? Like Arizona? Where's that?
Yeah, the OK Corral. It's the shootout at the OK Corral.
Seriously? You have coins from that?
Like, so, and it's like the Peace dollar and the Morgan dollars.
Right.
The old dollars from 1800s and the early 1922.
Wow.
And in the movie, Kurt Russell is holding a little peace dollar in his hand. And like the obsolete money they have there, the big bills that they're tossing around. Like,
sure.
We'll have some of those sometimes. People have been buying the paper money a lot lately, so that's running low. But, you know, it's so cool. The other one is, I think, Pearl Harbor.
Oh, of course.
When Cuba Gooding Jr., where they're fighting on the top of the deck and they all have their money in their hand, it's Hawaii notes.
Oh.
So when we were worried if Japan would take over Hawaii, they put Hawaii on their dollar bills. So if it did, we could say they're no good.
Oh, interesting.
And so you see those in the movie.
See, I love the history that's attached to all
it's
of this,
so
too. It's very interesting.
And even, like, I'm telling you, I see it in all kinds of stuff. Even in, Titanic or Fantastic Beasts, they have little barber dimes, which is just the Lady Liberty's head. And she pays him on Titanic. She pays him with a dime to draw her.
Interesting. I think it's so fascinating because it's all very tangible. And I wonder, I was just sitting here wondering about AI and all that kind of stuff and how it's going to affect the legitimacy of money. Is that going to be an issue with paper money and things like that, do you think?
I have no idea. But I do know that, what, didn't AI go rogue the other day?
Yeah, I heard a little something.
Enough said.
I kind of like that good stuff. In fact, a lot of people are still investing in gold and silver.
They are.
Which is kind of the sure thing with quotes around it. So can you give us an update? Because you usually have the market numbers for us. And since I started here almost 2 years ago now, boy, has it gone up on both.
It's gone up crazy. Now, like yesterday, it was over $4,100, and it's dropped back down again. Gold has dropped back down again. It's like $4,050 this morning, right?
I want to say when I started here, it was just just turned three.
Right around, 22, somewhere. I'd have to go back.
A couple of years, it sure has gone up.
It has doubled.
Yeah, wow.
Like at least, right?
Right.
Silver's been right around $57, $58, like all week long.
So if I wanted to buy gold, how would I go about doing that? What's the process?
When you come into our store to purchase gold or silver, we don't take credit or debit on any of that stuff for a myriad of reasons, but essentially we don't take that, but we will take personal checks or cash.
Okay. Yes. And then what
typical price can range for a gold piece. You know, it can range anywhere from, like, I don't know, 2 or 3% over or, like, mm-hmm. $85 over. It's all super subjective depending on what you get. That's why we sit down and we talk about it.
Right, right.
We talk about what your goals are, what you're thinking you want. You know, people always ask me, well, what would you do? And mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I could just give you my opinion of what I like.
Right.
But I always tell people I like expensive stuff because I'm into the Star Wars and Care Bears.
I was
going
to say, speaking of movies.
Peanuts. Like, I buy all the little, again, niche. I buy niche things, so it usually costs me more.
Right. Of course. We're talking with Stephanie with Emerald Coast Coins, and if you have a question about a coin or perhaps some money that you've found in an old jewelry box somewhere, or maybe you're thinking about investing yourself, please send in those comments because she is our expert at 850-437-1620.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a lot of people this time of year too with the price going so high. There are people that have nice gold jewelry at home that may be thinking, I know, for example, charm bracelets. I have a charm bracelet that probably weighs about 5 pounds.
I swear.
That was my mother's, right? Yeah. And it has all these beautiful, I know it's all gold.
Yeah, usually they're most of the gold charm bracelets I see will lean that 14 karat range.
Mm-hmm.
And that stuff adds up, man. They're usually a couple of ounces.
Yeah, I would imagine.
14 karat gold.
And then you have silver charm bracelets as well.
Yeah.
As an example, but you can bring your jewelry in, not costume jewelry or anything like that. And you had a neat little trick on how to tell if something's actually metal or not.
Magnet.
Yes, talk about that, because that's a helpful thing.
We personally use a rare earth magnet, which is a very strong magnet. So that will work better than your typical, like, refrigerator magnets. However, you can still use your refrigerator magnet to help, because if it picks it up, then it's not gold or silver, right? So we use our magnet to see. Now, you've got to think, too, with magnets, springs will catch. Sometimes the little clips they have on there will catch, too.
Right.
But I've been doing this long enough, I can generally tell what's what.
You have that eye, that experience.
Sometimes.
That's good. Okay, you mentioned Star Wars. Tell me a little bit more about what you have in that arena. Care Bears, you said.
I haven't seen a Care Bear coin in a while, but
I didn't even know they made Care Bear coins.
They make coins for everything. I have, the only thing I really have not found is like Pokemon silver coins.
Oh.
Because my kid would like love
that. Now, do you do the cards? Or
no.
You
the store does not do the cards.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's a whole other industry.
No.
That's a whole other deal. Okay.
Listen, that's a craze right now, and I cannot.
This come back again.
Yes,
again.
I have two young men at my house. I know.
Collecting them even as we speak. But you do have the coins occasionally, not right now. But
we do have the coins occasionally. I haven't seen Pokemon ones, but I've seen other anime stuff, and I could not tell you because that's not my thing. My kids were here, they'd be like, oh, it's blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But I'm trying to think if we have any special niche things like that right now. The last one I remember seeing, it was a Richard Petty silver coin, for those of us who know who Richard Petty is.
I do.
Like a Richard Petty coin. So, we'll get things like the Rolling Stones.
Really? Did they have a Mick Jagger coin?
Like a whole, oh my gosh.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Oh.
So cool.
Oh, But that sounds pretty cool.
You'd have to, I don't know, we'd have to come in and see right now. Like, most people who come in right now are just looking for gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whether it's just bars or generic, or, of course, we talk about the silver eagles.
Gotcha.
So most people are looking for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily niche, unless it's birthdays or weddings or, you know, something like that. So I can't think of all the cool.
Yeah, that's neat, though. If you just joined us, we're talking with Stephanie Johnson with Emerald Coast Coins, and it's a great place to go and check out. It really is like a museum. They have window cases and opportunities for you to see coins from all over the world. We were just talking about the unique ones that are from movies and personalities and things like that. The value of gold and silver. It's really a neat place, and it's great for kids. If you're looking for something fun for your kids, and maybe they're not an outdoor, quote-unquote, kid, they might be interested in coin collecting, which was something I got interested in a young age. And you have the booklets that they can start with, just, for example, collecting nickels or dimes or quarters.
We have the little, the blue Whitman folders. We have those. We have some that we save from when people sell us collections, and so we give those away to kids for free. We also got the red books in, finally, and those books are...
Yeah, talk about those, because you've mentioned that before.
Yes, those books are like the Bible for coin collecting. It will tell you how to grade a coin. It has all of the coins, I think pre-colonial up to current year coins in there.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you, like, retail prices.
Interesting.
So we're not Googling, you know, obnoxious prices and seeing obnoxious prices. We're seeing something that's going to be a little bit closer to reality.
Well, the red book is an accurate... would be more accurate than the internet
sources, right? Yes, way more accurate.
Sources,
I'm a big book person.
Right.
So I'm give me a book or a magazine any day over the internet, you know, for information.
Well, share where you're located in case someone does decide to bring a child by, maybe to see all the different types of coins, that 440 BC coin, or possibly start collecting, where you're located and your hours, because your hours are important.
Yes.
And the days you're open.
Yes. So we are a Monday through Friday shop. We are at 1811 Creighton Road, just right, almost smack dab in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. At Monday through Friday shop. Monday through Thursday, we are 9 o'clock till 4 o'clock. Fridays, we're 9 to 5. We close for lunch every day promptly, 12:30 to 1 o'clock.
That's not bad.
We needed to do that to be able to eat and relax, or we were eating at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which is not good.
Right.
Hangry Stephanie is not a good Stephanie.
No, not at all.
So we close for lunch every day, and we stop taking jewelry an hour to an hour and a half prior to closing.
That makes sense.
And we do that because we have to do paperwork for the police department, and we have to itemize every little thing, and it gets tedious.
Mm-hmm.
And if people keep coming into the last minute, I would be there till like 6 or 7, and that's not, no.
No,
Stephanie
that's
doesn't
not,
do
not
that.
Fun. That's okay. That's all right.
I have my limits.
That's all right. But it's a family-owned business that was started by your dad.
Yeah, started by my dad and his buddy.
Yeah, and they were doing the metal collecting on the beach
for a
while.
Yeah, they were doing metal detecting on the beach, and then they were like, let's open a coin shop. And they were like, that sounds like a fun idea. 24 years later.
Well, when I first met you, and then I drive by there all the time, and I thought, well, gosh, they probably don't have a lot of... Take that back. Every time I drive by, your parking lot's full.
Always full. Our friend messaged us the other day. He was like, looks like standing room only. And I'm like, you hush your mouth.
Well, it is like a museum, and there's a lot to it, but there's also opportunities. And really, I mean it. If you have, because I told Stephanie about my father had a little, you know, his little jewelry box had all these interesting coins in it from all over the world, because he had traveled during World War II and during his life. And I still haven't brought all of them in yet to get the estimates on. I know it's on my list of to-dos, but you never know. You might be sitting on one of those special coins.
You
what
might.
Is it? What I always mention, the 1955.
The double-dyed penny.
Double-dyed penny.
Yeah.
Now that I have a penny jar.
Yeah.
One
that
of
you
days,
have to look through.
I'm telling you. Because how much is that thing worth?
The one of the last ones I sold was a very nice-looking one. It sold for a little over $2,200.
For a penny.
For a penny.
And they're not making them anymore.
They don't make them anymore. Now, we also, having said that, I do have a list that I give out to people.
Oh. Because
everybody's always like, well, what should I look for? And what, you know, what coins are you looking for? I have a list of better date coins.
Oh,
now,
okay.
These coins are not going to be modern. They're not going to be current coins.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to be like silver coins and anything like the wheat pennies and the early silver, like quarters and dimes and stuff
right.
like that. Having said that, and I didn't post a picture last week, but there's that new quarter this year that has the 4th of July on it.
Oh,
it's got George
because
Washington.
Of the 250th
yes,
anniversary.
And they only made like 250,000 of them.
Really?
So if you find one of those,
I
mean, those
it.
Could be a couple hundred, I don't know.
Yeah,
keep it for 25 cents or sell it for a couple hundred bucks.
Well, yeah, when you take a look at history, and I would imagine, I mean, I'm just guessing, I have very little knowledge about this, but for example, during 1942,
yeah,
coins from war periods, or certainly if you go back to the Civil War, of course, and I know here people still find Confederate money here.
They do. They do. A lot of people, you know, a lot of their family has been passed down for generations.
Yeah, yeah.
So some of it is...
Don't throw it out.
Don't throw it out. Always get it checked. Some of it's not in the best condition. I did get some a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, this is harsh, man. But, I mean, you know, it's paper money. You can expect everything to stay pristine forever.
That's a couple hundred years ago. That's true.
Yeah. So that stuff, we still get, like, the metal detector guys will still find, like, buttons, and they'll find, like, little dimes or half dimes or nickels, like metal detecting around here too.
Okay, we got a question in from one of our listeners. Now that the euro has taken over Europe, what about all the original coins?
Great question.
That is a good question, because there was the lira in
Italy. The lira in Italy, the francs,
Deutsch
coins, Deutschmarks, and all that. So now that the euro has taken over, those coins are not spend. They don't spend them anymore, right? I want to say in Germany, I think they might still take some of the Deutschmarks, but so most of that stuff we purchase it by the pound.
Oh, okay.
And I'd have to check. So we buy it and sell it by the pound because they don't use it anymore. And it's just fun.
Right.
So we have a big, huge bucket, and then people just go through it and pick out all the fun things they like.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's just pretty cool money now, and their money. So cool. I mean, ours is all right, too. Like, you know, we get some cool stuff.
They had a lot more artistic, seems like, when I've looked at some foreign coins before.
Definitely.
Very elaborate, especially those Deutschmarks.
Yes.
There's a lot of eagles on those, I would think, right?
Yep. And, like, the liras. In Greece, you'll see, like, the owl on there, you know. So, I'm telling you, it's just, they have cool money.
It's fascinating. It's a fascinating world that you can really lose yourself in.
But most of it is just, it's just for fun now. It's just pretty, kind of like our pennies are going to be eventually.
Well, it's a good time of year to kind of go through as you're cleaning house. Don't throw away those coins that you find. You might find some in a nook somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, don't throw them away. Get it checked out.
Get them checked out. I always tell everybody, like, especially if they're cleaning out, like, a house for, like, a loved one or whatever, you know, check behind drawers, check in books, pull out the doors and stuff, because people will hide stuff everywhere.
That's true. I didn't even think about
everywhere.
That. Shoeboxes.
Yeah, shoeboxes, jacket pockets, everything.
Just
check everything.
Yeah, just because grandma and grandpa may have a little stash somewhere.
And always, and again, always come in. You can always come in and ask us questions and get opinions. You're never obliged to, like, sell anything.
Right.
You know, we're just here to help you figure out what's best for you.
And like I said earlier, and if you just joined us, we're talking about Emerald Coast Coins. They're located right there on Creighton Road. You can't miss their shop. But it's a great place to take the kids in, or go in yourself if you've got some time in the afternoon, or to stop by, because I've gone in there, and it's just amazing what they have on display.
It's fun.
It's a really fun place to go.
It is.
But I definitely think it sounds like that the investment right now in gold and silver, if we want to give a review of those prices one more time for anybody that just joined us.
Gold is around $4,050-ish, and silver is around $57 per ounce. So that's where their, like, market price is. I don't buy it for that, and I don't sell it for that. Everything's going to have a premium plus or minus.
Right.
So you could always just call the store, 850-473-1515, and we can help you with prices over the phone.
Oh, that's great.
As long as I know what you're talking about and you would know what you're talking about, I can usually figure out some way to help you over the phone.
And you do have a Facebook page.
I do have a Facebook page. I have been lacking, I think, on responding on there, but I do have a Facebook page. If you message me on Facebook and I don't answer, then call the store and be like, hello, I messaged you on Facebook. Please respond to me.
And if you call the store too, one of the things that I know you do is that you can also get a hold of Stephanie and then text a picture of whatever you have in case you can't leave the house or can't get in for some reason.
Yes, we do have a work phone that you can text pictures to, but I don't know that number off the top of my head, but you can call the store and get it.
And what's the store number again?
The store number is 850-473-1515, but the text phone is a different one. So if you call the store, we can give that to you. You can text us a picture. Sometimes that's better than Facebook right now.
Yeah, well, of course. That makes sense. Yeah, yes. It's hard to keep up with all of it, isn't it?
It is, because we're so busy. Like you said, you drive by and there's like, it's full parking lot. Mm-hmm. And even with a full staff sometimes, yeah, we can't do everything.
But you give it your best shot.
We do give it our best shot, but we are only human.
Well, why don't you get that location again and your store hours, yep, just in case someone wants to stop by.
So our location is 1811 Creighton Road. We're like smack dab in the middle of Creighton, across from that Cumberland Farms, mm-hmm, standalone building. Our hours are Monday through Friday. We're closed on the weekends. So we're Monday through Friday. Monday through Thursday, we are 9 until 4. Friday, we're 9 until 5. And we close from 12:30 to 1 daily for lunch.
Okay, that works.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're talking with Stephanie Johnson with Emerald Coast Coins. And like I said, it's not a pawn shop. Just want to be clear about that. However, you can bring in some jewelry if you do have gold and silver jewelry to get assessed and see if that's something that if you want to let go of that.
Gold and silver jewelry, we buy the sterling flatware.
Oh, you do? Know.
Yep. We'll buy the, as long as it says sterling on it, we'll purchase it.
And that's that little insignia, right?
Yep. It'll just say sterling on it. You know, they mastered silver plating in like the 1700s. Mm-hmm. So, there's a lot of stuff that you'll be like, I'm pretty sure it's silver, and it'll be silver plated, which, you know, it happens. Mm-hmm. If you have silver plated stuff that I can't do anything with, or you don't know what to do with, I tell people to check their local churches to see if they need it for like a sale
or
even
idea.
To set like for setup,
sure.
Or check if they have like a local drama club. Mm-hmm. Like the school, they'll be great period pieces for shows.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's a great idea. You're talking my language now.
Right?
That's a great idea.
That's what I always think. I'm like, well, that would be great for the drama club.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what's interesting, too, now, is that the days of people having so many silver items have changed now. Because I can remember my mother had collections of silver bowls for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
We had
the silver bowls and all that kind of stuff. So I sold those long while ago. I wish I'd waited.
Right, also same.
But that's something someone could bring in if they wanted to.
Yeah, they could.
It's not restricted just to money if it's silver or gold.
Exactly. A lot of us, we look at that stuff now, I'm like, I'm not polishing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to set it out. I don't do that kind of Thanksgiving. So we're just like, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I did that with a lot of the china that my dad's mom and grandma worked at Sears. So we had a couple of things of china.
Yeah. Well, it was funny. I went to my sister's house at one point and I was surprised because I looked down the table and we were just having lunch. I said, is this your silver? And she said, yeah, we decided, why are we keeping it in a drawer all year and bringing it out once a year? They started using it all the time.
Oh, I mean, you know.
And I thought that was pretty, I thought, you know what? That's pretty smart.
That is pretty, so technically silver has like, you know, medicinal purposes. People, mm-hmm, you know, you don't get as sick. So colloidal silver is a thing if you're into that kind of stuff. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I had not heard that.
Yep. It's good for your health.
Oh, what's it called?
Well, colloidal silver is something like you would take a little sip of every day. But like using silver spoons and stuff, it will, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. See, I learn something every day on this show. It never fails.
Yeah, look it up.
That's so interesting.
If you're into that kind of non-West, like, you know, medicine.
Just alternative medicine.
Alternative medicine.
There you go. It's a nice way to say it. That's interesting. Okay, now I'm going to have to look that up.
Yes.
My goodness, Stephanie, I learned something every day from you.
I think that's why they use silver and like, I think copper.
Too. Yeah, yeah, no, it makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense. Emerald Coast Coins, talking with Stephanie Johnson. So many things to talk about when she comes on the show. Everything from coins to paper money to European money to American. I mean, the list is endless.
Yeah, and so, it is. There's so many things we could always talk about. And again, like you said, just come in and check us out. It's just fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're super busy and you just get to say hello.
Well, if nothing else, you need to check out the coin from BC.
Yes.
$490 BC.
I just love to show. Yeah. 400 to 440 BC. I just love to show that to people because it's amazing.
I just think that's the neatest thing. So if you do have something, a little treasure you want to check out and see what the value of it might be, you can stop by and do that.
Yep. 1811 Creighton Road.
Okay. You can do that, or you might find something that you might want to give one of the kids. I think wedding presents, the sixpence, I always like to mention that. We have a lot of weddings going on
we
in the summer.
Do.
So you can and do we, that. We put it in your shoe.
Yep.
They have those. So I've bought those before. And you might have a reunion coming up, a birthday, because you
Silver
can get
Eagles.
A special coin for that year.
Yep, you can get a special coin most of the time for the year of the of the graduation or, you know, reunions or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But, or the current year, 2026.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So why don't you give that information one more time, where you're located, hours, all that good stuff.
1811 Creighton Road, smack dab in the middle of Creighton between 9th and Davis, 850-473-1515, Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday, 12:30 to 1. We close for lunch every day.
I hope you wrote all that down.
Yeah. I know. I'm so fast.
Thanks, Stephanie. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.